My humble pranams at the lotus of our dear Swami. Good morning, Sai Ram, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome. To the 25th North Central Region Sai Conference and Retreat. We've been meeting in this region for 25 years. Before that, as some of you know, we used to meet in St. Louis. Region 4 and Region 5 used to be together. I remember coming to this retreat, I think I've come pretty much almost every year in the last 25 years, except for a few years, whether when I was out of state or in Parthi. So it really brings back so many memories, and I see a lot of people in this room who I grew up when I was a young adult, who really taught me a lot to become a better person. And I think whenever we come to these retreats, we not only meet, talk, have satsang, but I think we really grow spiritually together. The theme of this retreat is love is the source, love is the path, love is the goal. This is the theme of our upcoming world conference. I'm not going to talk too much about it. We have wonderful guests who are going to be enlightening us about what this really means. Just wanted to say that when we think about the Sai family together, we really not only love Swami, we love each other, we rely on each other. And I think this is really what love kind of takes us together in our spiritual paths. But also it's love that helps us to serve Swami in others, within each other, and in the communities as well. Before we go too far, I think it's very important for us to show gratitude. Gratitude to our dear Swami. I personally wanted to show my gratitude to each one of you in this audience, to each other, to our parents, to our relatives and friends who really help us in this spiritual path as well. I just wanted to quickly read this poem. It was very touching to me. It really putting things in perspective of what really the importance of gratitude is. When you watch him without realizing him, without going deep to understand his full potency, you're tempted to take it most casually. But when you make yourself aware with the thought that he is the one who is the source behind everything, who is the light behind all lights, who is the one who has neither any beginning nor end, and whose feet all the millions of Brahmans end up, you will end up with a welling gratitude, yes, for all that he has given, is giving, and assured for the future. We need to be grateful. I want to take this moment to show my gratitude again, and thanks to all these members who actually brought us together today, this wonderful retreat. Most importantly, you know, Swami is always guiding us, but I really want to acknowledge, though it's not the word of thanks, I think it's important to thank these people at the beginning, and that is our brothers and sisters of the Chicagoland area. They've been working so many months. If you think about the details which are needed, the amount of work that is put in to make this conference come together, I really wanted to show our gratitude. If everyone could give a good pair of hands for our Chicago brothers. Also wanted to thank our MCs for this year, Biswas and Nikita, who will kind of take over the program very soon. Thank you both for volunteering to be our MCs this retreat. Next is, as you know, this is a year of transition for our regional team. I wanted to mention and acknowledge the officers who have been serving us all these years. Some of them are continuing in other roles or the same roles. It's very important to thank, and also a time to introduce our new officers as well. I'm currently the president, and Jeff Lucas, who is the vice president, who's actually in India, he sends his regards, his Sai Rams to all of us, and he'll be taking over as the president of this region. Our devotional coordinator, Mary Lou Stample, thank you for the last few years of serving our region. Our educational coordinator, Sai Divakar. Sai Divakar, please stand up. He's done an amazing job, and I think, you know, as you know, anything with education takes a lot of effort with our children, who are so important to us. Service coordinator, Ganesh Jayaraman. I don't know, words can't express for me to talk about Ganesh. When people call me and thank me, you know, what a wonderful job you're doing towards a retreat or any activity, one of the first people, or probably the first person I think of is Ganesh. It's really what people, you know, make things happen, and when they reflect goodness and work, kind of reflects on the team as well. So anyone who thanks me, I always thank him in my mind. He keeps me in check as well. So thank you, Ganesh. With the young adult team, our young adult female advisor, Lakshmi Duraraj, I don't think she's here. Thank you, Lakshmi. Male advisor, Muralidhar Kajay. Thank you, Murali, for all your wonderful work. Really guiding our youth. Our YA leader, female Salini, she has moved to another region. She's been tremendous. You know, role, and our dear Sai Prabhu, who keeps us on our toes, as well. Our male advisor, a leader. I'm the medical director for this region, and we have a new associate medical director, Geeta Govindarajan. And the idea of an associate medical director is really kind of work with the medical director. But the real goal is, you know, our young people to really take on these roles in the future. Now I want to introduce the new team. Jeff Lucas, as I mentioned, is our new president. Brother Ramesh Maladi is our new vice president. Sister Crystal Harris, our devotional coordinator, Sai Ram sister. Sai Prasanna Ravichandran, sister, our new education coordinator. Our service coordinator, Sridharan Hariharan. The YA team was just announced yesterday, so I'm very excited to introduce Brother Bhushan Chauhan as the YA male advisor. Geeta Govindarajan as our female YA advisor. No, you're not getting old. People always get this as we, you know, move up our new roles. Our new female leader, Nikita Deval, congratulations. And Sai Prabhu is continuing in his role for this year as well. And I should not forget our regional information team. We are one of the few regions who actually has a dedicated information team who really helps us at all levels of activities. As you know, they help us a lot with the website. Anything any center needs, they're there for us. And the team consists of Vijay Sai Reddy, Brother Ravi Avasarala, and Brother Damaji. Thank you so much for all your work. I just wanted to give a very quick overview of some of the activities. We usually don't discuss this, but I thought it was very important for us to kind of reflect on what we are doing as a group. As you know, when we think about a service to our children, our education, our devotion, and other service activities, we're really not only working in unity, but also growing spiritually as well. And I'll quickly go through some of the activities. Before I go too far, a lot of people don't understand or don't know what the organization consists of. People come to the centers, they enjoy the activities, but I quickly wanted to mention a few things. When we think about the Sai organization, we have the Satya Sai World Foundation and the Prashanti Council. The Satya Sai World Foundation focuses on policy issues and legal matters of the organization. The Prasanthi Council handles the implementation and oversight of the day-to-day activities. And within that, you have 9 zones across the globe, zone 1 to 9. And Dr. Phil Gosselin, who are one of our esteemed guests for this retreat, is the zonal chairman for zone 1. Phil, thank you for coming today. And also Mr. Leonardo Guter, he's part of the Prashanti Council, he's also going to be one of our speakers this retreat. These zones consist of 126 countries, and within that, each country, for example, in our U.S., there's regions, and within that, centers and their officers, respective officers. As you know, we are region 5. We have 10 states, one of the larger regions in the United States. And I think the MC should have a quiz of what the 10 states are. Quickly, a few glimpses. These are really just a glimpses. Obviously, because of time, I cannot go through all the details. I just wanted to give some examples of how much work is being done in our region, which really helps us grow. With education, our teachers are, I think, really the backbone of our centers when it comes to education for our children who are our future leaders, for not only for this organization, but for the society in this country. We've been having education teachers training, and the most recent one was in Milwaukee last year. I wanted to mention briefly also about Sai Blossoms. As you know, this is an e-journal, which is really for the children, by the children, and not just for the children, for all of us actually, but it's really spearheaded by children under the amazing guidance of Brother Raj Prakash. Thank you, Brother Raj, for all your activities. The amount of work which goes behind the scenes is tremendous with our some of the SSE teachers and also the SSE children who are playing the role of editing as well and taking all the experiences. It's really a platform for sharing real life stories of practicing human values, and it's just not for one person. It's really time to enjoy individually but also enjoy with the family as well. Swami always talks about the importance of unity, and I think when we think of this, we talk about love, which is the theme of our retreat. I think it's a very important, you need to think about love in the context of unity, not only in word and deed, because that's what's obvious to everyone, but also in thought. What we are thinking at every second, I think that's important that we reflect that love all the time. In this regard, I also want to talk about the Sai family time, which we're having tomorrow. This year, we're doing a bit different, where all of us are getting together to have fun with the children. So everyone takes part in volunteering, and everyone is having fun as well. So like a lot of games and a lot of thinking, and really focused on Swami's teachings. We, across the region, have mini retreats from time to time. I wanted to use this example. There have been mini retreats in other states, like Iowa. This one is in Minneapolis, what they call the LEAP retreat, where they come together and really, with people in the community as well, really focusing on Swami's values and teachings. Devotion. You know, all of us are very much into devotion, bhajan learning, but I think our region has been very blessed in terms of not just bhajans, but really embracing all faiths in our culture, in our communities, and I think we've been really blessed and very happy to have some leaders in this field. This is an example of unity bhajans with the Milwaukee Center participates in, really bringing all people together, singing songs of love from all faiths, showing that really God is one. And finally, service in the communities. I think this is very important. Swami always talks about service being our focus point in our spiritual paths. How much we do for others really helps us to grow. When we think about service, there's so many ways with service, such serving our own families, our brothers and sisters, our parents, at home, at work, but in the communities as well. For example, the blood donation. As you know, there's a big blood donation drive this retreat. So whoever is eligible, they will be going through some of the eligibility criteria. Please donate. I think it's very important for our brothers and sisters in our communities. And also bone marrow drives. We've been actually leading the bone marrow drives in the country over the past few years. So congratulations to all the people who are really making an effort to do this. The amount of people we help is tremendous. We've also been very involved in medical camps and humanitarian relief across the globe. One thing I do want to point out is when we think about medical camps or humanitarian relief, people always think that if they're not doctors, cannot be part of it. Please keep in mind, everyone in this room can be part of these service efforts. You do not have to be a doctor to be in these. Most of these camps and service efforts is really run by non-physicians. The doctors are there to take care of patients, but we really need so many other volunteers to help us. I'll give you a few examples of service activities, and this is important because a Region 5 people have been really involved, not only in the U.S., but globally as well. I was thinking of service, I was thinking, I really have to start with the Go Green initiative with our young adults have taken over. Whenever I think of, I look at Sai Prabhu, I'm thinking of styrofoam, because he talked about, the bad things about things that we are wasting and really hurting Mother Earth. So please do keep this in mind in our daily efforts. Some of the local camps in our own region throughout the year, we have camps, including medical camps in our retreat, as you know. We do need volunteers for that as well, both doctors and non-medical people. If you're interested, please join us. But this is Des Moines Center really is very involved in the community and including medical camps. They're doing another one very soon as well. We've been actually going across the globe as part of the organization. And the reason I'm mentioning some of these globally is because, again, people from our own region have been part of this, and some of them are actually in our audience today. This was in Kazakhstan a couple of years ago. I mean, the amount of growth that we have during these camps is tremendous. And it's really all about love. There was one patient who came to us when we were in Russia, and she said, I see love in your eyes and peace in your heart. And I think that really encompasses what the Sai service activities is all about. What we reflect is not just the work, but that love and the change in hearts through our activities. And she was so emotional and crying when she said those two sentences really touched the essence of what Swami's work is all about. Recently, we were just in Jamaica for medical camps. Again, a lot of non-medical volunteers. And importantly, I wanted to touch upon the work being done in Prasanthi Nilayam twice a year. Every year we have medical camps. We see thousands of patients. Sometimes on a daily basis, we see more than 1,000 patients. So we really need a lot of volunteers, actually. So if any of you happen to be in Prasanthi Nilayam during Guru Purnima or birthday, please do let us know. And humanitarian relief, to me, humanitarian relief really started, as I was more and more involved in the region, really, who really taught me about the essence of getting up and doing work is our young adults. As you know, when Katrina hit, so Region 5 young adults who said, we got to do something, and they really led the nation in terms of the efforts in Katrina. And I think that was the starting point of everything. And since then, we've been involved in Haiti and most recently in Philippines as well, people from our own region. I wanted to end this note with Swami's quote about unity, and I think all of us do things on our own, but it's really the strength of working together really what brings us forward. And I think we learn from each other so much. We rely on each other, and our Sai families are amazing to our daily lives. Together, all together, the knowledge we have gained, we shall brighten and brighten till it enlightens all. Together, all together, we shall share as friends the fortune we have earned, the vision and thrill. Together, all together, we shall acclaim peace till we raise its praise into worshipful deeds. Together, all together, we shall intone the pranava. Om, 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 we shall together sing. Sai Ram.